Good afternoon, everybody. Hope everybody's doing well. It's always a pleasure to be here to Indianapolis. You know, it's now at the 2018 Combine. It's always good to kind of kick the league season off, and that's kind of what it represents to me. I think during the course of the week, some of us should say thank you to Jeff Foster and his staff. I think they do an outstanding job in terms of preparing this thing for us. And then I also understand, you know, as an organization, we understand this is a pivotal offseason for us. We have really done our due diligence in laying out a plan, and I feel really good about that plan moving forward. And with that being said, I'll take your questions. Well, no, it's, you know, I had the good luck of being there for 4 weeks early just to observe and watch things unfold. And I thought what was really nice is how much he improved week in and week out. And like I've always told you guys, that I think a young quarterback from year one, going to his rookie year into year two, he makes exponential, you know, improvement moving forward, and I would expect nothing less from him. I don't know. You know, there have been young quarterbacks. I know one, for example, in the AFC South, and I thought he did a really nice job when he stepped in there. So I think it's a case-by-case basis year in and year out. But there have been other young quarterbacks that have stepped in and made that transition. But, you know, we've always said, I mean, everybody always wants to say, you know what, let the young guys sit there, understand the game, understand what professionalism is all about, understand the speed of the defense, and just let them see what professional football is all about. So, I mean, those are hypotheticals. That's a case-by-case basis. I could not hear you. There's a lot of things I can do at number one and not just get a quarterback as well. You know, my door is wide open. If, you know, somebody wants to come up and, you know, talk to me about a trade, I'm willing to trade. But also, I'm going to do what's best for this organization, and I will do that.
John, are you any more open for business at four than at one?
Well, you know, any good GM wants to, you know, see what, you know, field phone calls from all his from his peers. So why wouldn't I? So that's why I say, you know, guys, just give me a call and see what's up. I know this. I've actually get prepared for you. I've done a little research, and I think if you go back to 1946, there were 17 teams in the National Football League that actually had, you know, two picks in the top five. And I would say, I mean, it's so, you know, that's why I save that for you in that regard. And there's been some pretty good players. I think right now we're early in the process. You know, we are still trying to finalize our preparation with regards to the college draft, and of course we're here, we're finally meeting some players, and you know, it's early in the process. Well, you can't have enough good football players on your team right now, so you know, we'll see how that unfolds.
John, do you know what Joe Thomas is going to do yet? And if not, do you expect to know when you return next week?
You know, Joe and I have had numerous conversations. I have greatly admired Joe. From his playing days at Wisconsin all the way up to the Cleveland Browns. I mean, everybody in his right minds knows how talented he is. I think with that said, he deserves a little bit of respect. And you know what? When it comes time for the proper decision, he'll make it.
John, you made a big move up last year. What's the most challenging part of that decision-making process and sometimes the time constraints involved?
Well, I think when you make strategic decisions like that, I think first you have to understand the whole draft process in terms of what the other 31 teams are thinking. Then you have to strategically think about who do you think needs certain positions if it's the same position that you're willing to go up with. Once you've identified those teams of position that are willing to go up, then you have to put yourself in the position and be willing to, you know, give up a little bit of currency to go get the player who you think can change. I mean, that's why you make moves like that.
Do you remember how many teams you were in contact with through the course of that process before you finalized it? I mean, half a dozen, seven, ten?
I talked to a lot of people. Yes, Therese.
Hey, John, congratulations on the new gig. We haven't had a chance to talk to you since you left. Just, I know you're looking forward. I've come to retroactive thoughts on your time in Kansas City and hockey?
I have a lot of good friends in Kansas City. We'll have lifelong friends in Kansas City. But, you know, I've always loved this motto, and I will always live by this motto, is you learn from the past, you live in the present, and you build for the future. And my 3 months in Cleveland, Ohio, have been awesome.
John, do you have any questions about all four and the four or five of these top quarterbacks in the draft? What's the separator for you? There seems to be, because there's questions with all of them, what's the separator as far as when you're coming up with that final guy?
You know, that's really I don't think it's one specific factor that does it. I think it's the whole encompassing of the person. Is the ability to play the game, can he lead men? These are different things I look at. There are a lot of good players in this draft coming up here with regards to that position. And, you know, we've met with one quarterback last night. We're going to meet with all of them here during the course of the next couple of days, and I can't wait. And then I can't wait to watch them compete on the field on Saturday. If they don't compete, we'll go see them at their pro day. I'm a believer of hand size. I think that's important. I think when you're in Cleveland, Ohio, when you play in November and December, you have elements. You have winter. You know, you have certain conditions that your hands have to be bigger. I think the hand sizes that have were read off today, I think all of them are acceptable. Well, any time that you have a chance to acquire successful personnel, men who you greatly respect for their ability to evaluate talent, it's invaluable. And, you know, we were fortunate enough also to have another guy act as a consultant, Scott McLuhan, as well. And, you know, any time you can get guys like that, that does nothing but help and make you better. Well, I'm focusing on the 2018 draft, and we'll address that, you know, after the draft.
But, I mean, prior to the draft, will he still be consulting, or did he do work for you in the
that's what? No, we're still going ongoing.
He's on the record of being a big fan of Baker Mayfield, saying that would be his guy. How much does that weigh for you?
Well, I think it's my, you know, I've always said, God created two ears and one mouth for a reason. I think my responsibility is to listen. And there's a lot of strong voices within that realm. And not just that personnel realm, the coaching staff as well. I mean, we have some experienced evaluators at the quarterback position, so it's my responsibility for this organization moving forward to listen to everybody. At the end of the day, we're going to do what's best for the Cleveland Browns moving forward. See, you guys always try to, you know what, there is no I, and I mean, it's us together. It's the Cleveland Browns organization, you know, making this decision together. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, we're both football guys, and we see things in like-mindedness, and I think we've said that earlier. And I do appreciate, you know, the comments I hear from him. And I think that's important. And I'm sure he appreciates the comments and feedbacks that I give him. But anytime you can have dialogue, communication, and discussion within any organization, that's healthy. You know, it's not about having an argument here and an argument here. Let's have discussion and let's do what's best for this organization. Brian Gutekunst, I'll give you the good one. Y'all will like this one. Brian Gutekunst was a GA at University of Wisconsin Lacrosse, and I had called up Roger Herring, who was a legendary coach at Wisconsin Lacrosse, and I says, well, we're looking for a young intern. And he says, well, I got this guy, Brian Gutekunst, who would be really good. I said, okay, great. So then we sat and talked about it, and then next thing you know, I called Goody up on that Friday night. I said, Goody, it's about 8 o'clock, and I think he's working at some country club trying to put some extra money in his pocket. I said, this is John Dorsey from the Green Bay Packers. You got the job. Just be here at 7 a.m. Monday morning. I hung up the phone. That'd be like a really good football player you'd like to have on your team.
How many of the Browns' facility business do you think would work on?
Well, I mean, right now, every team does their 30 players differently. And I am not yet finalized our 30 in-house visits yet on who those candidates will be because this is early into the process. But when we get closer to that date, I'm sure you guys will trickle it out and you guys will start saying, okay, this guy visited, this guy visited, this guy visited. Well, I think that, let me see, on that draft board, let's say there's, no, I'd say the number is down really good. I'm sorry? Well, you know, I'm research, you know, my job is to try to get the Cleveland Browns better. My job is to explore every opportunity possible to get this organization. And I will do all my hard work to try to get us as better every day. So, you know what? I'm going to try and see, explore every opportunity. You know what? If just an example, you know, it wasn't a hard sell for Elliott. It wasn't a hard sell for Alonzo. These are just personnel guys. They aren't players, but they see the other thing. I would say no. I mean, if you explain and talk about the tradition. Let's talk about the tradition. Let's talk about the passionate fan base that's here in Cleveland. I mean, why not sell those things? Why not? I mean, that's what I look at it. This is the Cleveland Browns to me. This is one of the reasons why I came here because of the proud old tradition of the Cleveland Browns and the incredible fan base. No, my intent is to acquire as many good football players as I possibly can. And you know what? I did visit with both of those people. And you know what? That's what I have to do in my position is to make sure that I can see what these people are all about. And that's what you do in these visits. Well, you know, that's one of those situations that we'll address when we get there. But, you know, I'll think about everything moving forward until we get up to draft day.
Do you think it's important, though, to get the roster become older, whether it's through signing those free agents or whatever?
I mean, we've talked about it, but at the end of the day, you want really good football players on your team. I mean, that's what you want here. Outstanding. I think Brian's done a nice job, and he will do a nice job for the Packers moving forward. This is, I believe this is a very good quarterback draft class. That's a hypothetical. That could, you know what, there could be. I mean, I've always stated I like to take, like, real football players, and depending if it's one or four and what the position is, we're going to do what's best for this organization. Well, I don't think, you know, what I worry about is the Cleveland Browns. And I know that the teachers that we have on that staff and developing them, they are going to maximize whatever the rules are. They're going to maximize that and make them the best Cleveland Browns possible.
Couple more.
I cannot hear you. Well, it's always good to see them live. It's also just good to watch them compete against each other. But it's also at the combine an opportunity to meet them. This is really the first time a lot of us has got a chance to meet these players, all of these players. So that's what the beauty of the combine is. You'll find out draft day. No, I mean, you know, we bounce things back and forth, and we have something set up, yeah, but, you know, this could change after the combine. It could change after the pro day. It could change after a visit. I mean, there are things that it's an evolving thing, and that's why we always say it's an early part of the stage. And so, really, it doesn't matter until that draft board is set the day of the draft.
Scott McLuhan add to the equation with all guys, and what do you appreciate about the way that he specifically
I have a lot of respect for Scott and his ability as a professional. He and I have known each other for a very long time. There's one thing that you can never forget. Experience goes a long way in this business, and he has unbelievable experience. He's done a wonderful job of, you know, helping establish other franchises moving forward. And, you know, I feel very lucky to you know, have Scott to come help us out here for a little while in the consulting role. You know, I think this is a really good draft for running backs. I think there's some very talented running backs in this thing. And that's not to say whoever the first running back is taken can't be a franchise difference maker. So, I mean, that's how you have to look at these things as well. I mean, if you go back at, Gale Sayers, what was Gale Sayers' pick back in the day? He was picked up really early up there, and he was a difference maker too. So, I mean, it's a case-by-case study. He's a very talented player, and I think he is one of those guys that could actually, you know, maybe he could actually play quarter. Maybe he could play safety, but I think you want to watch him move around amongst his peers today or this weekend, see how he moves and turns and twists. I know he's a really good football player, and, you know, whoever gets him is going to be very lucky.
John, the combine evaluation process hasn't really evolved much since it's, again, a lot of underclassmen coming out. Obviously, they're not eligible for the All-Star games. Do you think it would be beneficial if they maybe had one-on-ones at the combine to help the evaluation process?
I don't understand your question in terms of the one-on-ones.
Like, you know, in terms of one-on-ones, like Vita Vey versus, you know, maybe the top senior, you know, Billy Price, to see how they do one-on-one and things like that.
No, you know what? This is still football. Let's compete with all our peers, and let's see how we compete as a group. I think that's how these things. I would like to see that.
John, one more.
John, I know you got your own issues here in Cleveland now, but you did draft Patrick Mahomes, so going forward, still going to keep an eye on him, see how he does.
Who, Patrick? You know, he's. I love the kid, and I think he's a good football player. And you know, I'm not really allowed to talk about other teams' players, so I really can't talk about him. If he's a good football player and he plays a running back position, I'd love to have him on my